Let's go to Kōrero from the Tai Whenua, the rural news. Susan Murray is with us from Kirikiriroa this morning. Kia ora, Susan.
Morena, Susie.
Now, more on the situation with supermarkets and a solution for high prices for produce there.
Yep, well, just like Giles, we're following up a wee bit more here with the Commerce Commission report that was released yesterday, I think, as we all know, into the competition in the supermarket sector. It said, just to recap, that competition isn't working well for consumers and that suppliers also have few alternatives but to sell to the major retailers, so that changes are needed. So we've got Head of the Farmers Markets New Zealand, John O'Walker, and he says that it's a timely reminder for people to support local growers and farmers.
Yeah, no surprises here. We know it's too expensive, not much competition, and we also know that it's not the growers that are receiving that high price. It's somewhere in the middle of the chain. We'd obviously love to see more people buying food locally and supporting smaller local producers of groceries. Farmers markets operate all around New Zealand and are there every week. You're buying directly from the grower. We know from some research that our association did earlier this year that fresh fruit and veg is cheaper at the farmers market than it is at the supermarket, and it's way, way fresher and tastier.
Meanwhile, John O'Walker says farmers markets have been impacted by food delivery services.
One of the problems we've got is there are so many of these sort of box schemes. People can have their groceries delivered to their door. We all convince ourselves we're super busy and we get lazy because it's really easy to get them delivered. So then the people who do go out to markets tend to just go for a cup of coffee and a snack, and that's not what we're about, really. Not farmers markets anyway. We're really trying to supply people staple food.
John O'Walker says small growers are going out of business because it's hard to compete with big supermarket chains.
Now elsewhere, Susan, concern about a programme which is seeing Ngeru cats released in order to control rapiti, the rabbit populations.
Yeah, now there are worries that efforts by some in central Otago and actually in other parts of New Zealand as well to control pests like rabbits and rodents with cats are a bit backwards. A cat welfare group in Queenstown has been catching, neutering and releasing stray cats, thinking it will control predators without causing the feline population to increase. The Veterinary Association of New Zealand is voicing concern over this. The association's chief vet, Helen Beatty, says the National Cat Management Strategy, there is such a thing, does recommend a trap, neuter, release method as a way of controlling stray cats, but it can't be used in such an untargeted way.
The way we would need to use that tool when we're using it, though, is to make sure that we're managing those animals. It's a targeted campaign, and also not returning them back to ecologically sensitive areas where, you know, there's vulnerable native species and the such like in the area that they're going to be returned to. So whilst we acknowledge it as a useful tool, it is also around the context within which we're using it that becomes really important. I guess this was the issue that that a number of us had with what was going on. The idea that they're going to be put on the farm and they're going to catch rabbit and rodents is only part of the story, right? Because there's going to be things like the pago skinks there potentially that will also be part of the prey that they prey on. You know, like whilst I say it is well-intentioned, and I do genuinely believe that, one cat is not going to be in any way, shape or form a meaningful type of pest control for farms in central Otago.
Controlling stray cats is a very complex issue because there's concern about their welfare. Helen Beatty says that there needs to be a National Cat Act which could give councils certainty over how they deal with them. And she says that when the Dog Control Act came in over two decades ago now, it was seen as unworkable and intrusive, but it's fully accepted part of the way we work now, and she hopes that a similar situation could apply for cats. So that's our rural news for the morning, and we'll be back during the midday report hour.
Thank you very much, Susan Murray.